When things go wrong in Washington, sometimes that's because no one is thinking independently, or they were acting on information that had not been thoroughly checked out first. That was one of the lessons of the 9/11 attacks, according to the bipartisan commission that released its report last year. Thinking differently is a highly valued skill, to sound artist and commentator Ken Nordine.
Seems there's a very, very big problem we have in the fight against terror that needs immediate attention. Something called groupthink.
Yeah, I heard about it. Also something about stovepipes.
Yeah, both.
Groupthink. Sounds like a put-down to me.
It is. When you think about groupthinking,
yeah,
like it or not, fact is it's happening all the time.
Like where?
In the movies. It takes a lot of groupthink to make a big Hollywood movie. The stars, their agents, producers, directors, cameramen, stagehands. That's all groupthink.
And so are the ad agencies who have to sell the blockbusters. Advertising is all groupthink, isn't it?
Let's face it. Same is true with Washington. The Democrats have their groupthink.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have theirs.
Yeah.
One think group blames the other for the way things are. That's the way a democracy works.
But wasn't it intelligence that we were counting on that got stuck with the groupthink label? Wasn't it?
Yeah, because they couldn't put the dots together.
Uh-huh.
Nobody could. If they could have, maybe there wouldn't have been a 9/11. You see, hindsight put the onus on groupthink. A bipartisan commission did it. Half Republican, half Democrat. Shuffle them together, and you have groupthink you can call redemopublicratic hand.
Redemopublicratic hand. That's a word you just made up.
I know. But don't worry. Groupthink will stovepipe it, and it'll never make it into Webster's. Glad to see we think alike.
Commentator and sound artist Ken Nordine.